This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
Why in a world of plenty are there people who go hungry? It's not because there isn't enough food. Look around and think about it. Here's a hint. It's never the rich who lack food. Hunger has to do with poverty. That's why it's a hard problem to fix. But it's not that we don't know how. Maybe the question should be, how can we make sure that everyone, no matter who they are or where they live, has healthy food all the time? That's what the term food security means. When everyone in a community has access to enough safe and nutritious food. It's hard to imagine that food security is an issue here in Canada, where food is so plentiful. And yet it is. Not everyone can afford the food they need.
And that was from a video by USC Canada called Future of Food. Food security has become the local focus of three partnering organizations who have joined together to create vegetable gardens at Nanaimo City Hall and Bevan Park Recreation Center. We're joined in the studio by Marjorie Stewart, Board Chair of Nanaimo Food Share Society, Gail Pasoluco, Horticultural Supervisor for City of Nanaimo, and Lee Sanmaya of Nanaimo Community Gardens. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Marjorie, food security can be seen as a continuum from the short-term relief provided by food banks and free meal programs all the way to dealing with systemic issues such as the support of local agriculture and ensuring a living wage for people. So from your perspectives, tell us about security.
Well, we're starting to shift the discussion from security to sovereignty. And sovereignty brings in ownership issues, which I think one of your clips actually referred to in terms of rich and poor. In depressions of the future, people will need money in order to eat. That's not been the case in the past. It's going to be different. So the reality is that food sovereignty flies in the face of federal and provincial policy, which is trade first, meaning Canadian food goes out of Canada, and at the same time, local food systems start to fall apart and the infrastructure is destroyed. Similarly, at the municipal level, it flies in the face of many of the urban-suburban planning policies and puts urban planners in a very difficult situation of conflict between those who want to build houses on the land and those who think it should be used for growing food. And the last comment I'd like to make is that while we all know that the personal is political and we all believe that we should all be consistent in what we do, we need a lot more than urban gardening to feed our people. We need urban suburban gardening, we need market gardens, we need farms, and the two big issues are land and labor. Land and labor.
Mm-hmm. Gail, can you tell us about the partnership that's been formed around vegetable gardening?
Our partnership started at the end of May. We were contemplating how we could incorporate some vegetable growing in our gardens. And it happened at that time we had a food chair with Marjorie and their executive director, Crystal, book a meeting with our senior parks manager, Jeff Ritchie, to see if there was somehow they could partnership with us on a project. And then we suggested, like, gee, do you want to grow some vegetables with us or something? And we came up with, brainstormed, came up with a couple garden areas we would work with. We went and met with Nanaimo Community Garden Society at their site on Pine Street to see what they were doing and how they could help us with our partnership. And from there, we purchased some heritage plants from the Nanaimo Community Gardens and started the gardens.
Lee, what role do community gardens play in Nanaimo currently?
In Nanaimo currently,
the Nanaimo Community Gardens focuses primarily on education. So what we're doing is raising the skill level of people who participate in our programs to ensure that they have the skills to provide food for themselves. So we also, to that end, operate a demonstration garden to showcase what can be grown in our area, what things are in season at various times. We also collaborate with Nanaimo Food Share to provide a gleaning program. And that gleaning program ensures that food that is grown in the city is put to use. You know, backyard fruit that falls from people's trees normally is harvested, and it is divided among the gleaners, and it is spread out in our community.
How do you become a gleaner?
In fact, there is a great increase in the number of people who are interested in gleaning this year. So the best thing would be to phone 816-4769, and that's the gleaning number for this year. And they can talk to me. Actually, I'm the gleaning coordinator as well, so I'd be able to give them information about that.
And if a person has food that they'd like to share, they can call this number as well.
Yes, certainly. We really encourage that.
There's an understanding that the produce is shared out according to a formula. And it's been one-third the owner, one-third the gleaners, and one-third community agencies. In the case of the city plots, of course, there'll be two-thirds for the people, and some of that will go to the summer lunch program, which feeds hungry kids in parks.
That's a good thing to know. Gail, you had mentioned earlier before the show a program that you're involved with regards to it was an employment opportunity for a youth at risk?
Yes, this program is a homegrown program which is run by FoodShare, and we will be taking on a young woman for 6 months as a work experience program with us. So Chantel will be very eager to learn all the agricultural skills we can teach her, horticulture. So we're looking very forward to Crystal starting with us Monday. And this is a partnership we've done in other years with FoodShare, and it's a very rewarding project for us to with these youth.
Marjorie Stewart, you've been involved in food-related and food-oriented issues in Nanaimo for some time, from what I gather. I'm wondering, from your perspective, how does this partnership that we're talking about today, the partnership amongst the three organizations, how does that fit in terms of moving the whole cause of local food sovereignty forward? How well does that fit in with the community's needs?
Well, it gives us the beginning of a relationship with the municipality, which is very important. The municipality, let's face it, has been pretty sluggish on this issue, and it's wonderful to have folks like Gail to work with. And we like working in collaboration with community gardens and other agencies. These are natural partnerships. When somebody who is referred to as barriered youth goes to work with Gail, then we're starting to deal with a whole new aspect of the labour issue too, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really... The comment you made earlier about the future and people will be needing to have money to purchase food and for people to recognize where food comes from, the importance of being able to grow it within your own community is a pretty interesting thing that people, I think, are just starting to become conscious of.
One of the things FoodShare does is run school programs. We've just done a pilot project on salad bars in an elementary school and a secondary school. One of the things that is an ultimate aim is to retrain people's palates, because our palates have been spoiled by a combination of junk food and excessively over-chef-manipulated food, if I could put it that way. Too much of the talk about food implies a huge amount of effort and manipulation, and we've lost the taste for good, simple food.
Yes.
And with so much imported food, too, people often eat mostly imported food, exotic fruits and vegetables, and stay away from what comes from here.
And it's time we learn to go back to what was healthy food that our grandmothers and great-grandmothers prepared.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm here with Jan. We're joined in the studio by Gail Pasaluko of the City of Nanaimo, Lee Sanmia of Nanaimo Community Garden Society, and by Marjorie Stewart of Nanaimo Food Share Society. The three organizations have partnered to create vegetable gardens at Nanaimo's City Hall and at Bebbin Park Recreation Center to raise awareness of food security and to promote the local food movement. Gail Pasaluko, I'm wondering if you could comment from your perspective as a city worker who you're the lead person for horticulture in the city of Nanaimo. What kind of thoughts go through your mind now as you start leaning in the direction of food production, potentially, on city-owned property?
For myself and my horticulture staff, it's quite exciting. It's new for us. We're creating, in our very high-end horticulture display areas, we're creating these vegetable gardens that are actually very, very attractive also. One important factor of this is education, that we're not just, these are small demonstration gardens for us. The big thing we want to do is teach people how to grow things, and that's where Nanaimo Community Gardens has just got a wonderful schedule of programs they're going to be offering throughout the community, a few programs at Bebbin Park, so that's very, very exciting.
Lee, have you got any final comments you'd like to share with us?
Well, what I can do is sort of expand on what Gail just brought up and talk about a couple workshops that are coming up that are run by community gardens. One of them coming up on Sunday at Bebbin Park probably will address some of the issues in terms of starting your own garden, and that is Gardens from the Ground Up. If anyone's interested in looking at our full roster of workshops, they can go to our website, and they can also call the number that I said before, 816-4769.
Thanks, Lee. And Marjorie, final comments?
We have a bunch of projects going on. I just like to keep reminding people that you need to learn what to do with the produce once you've grown it and do simple things. There is nothing more wonderful today than going home to a freshly steamed new potato with a little bit of butter and chopped chives.
And canning and freezing and squeezing for apple juice, all of those wonderful things that you can do in the fall.
And watch for good cookbooks that cook from scratch. Don't expect you to have a lot of prepared or exotic ingredients.
I have one quick question. Does a large portion of this produce get utilized by like the 710 Club and the Food Bank and organizations like that?
A great deal of it does, in fact. However, a lot of these organizations have limitations on storage of produce, and so that sometimes becomes an issue. And we found that the division of fruit is quite different for everyone. Often tree owners don't want any of the fruit at all, and we try and make sure that more of it gets out in the community at a grassroots level by being distributed by the gleaners. So what we're trying to do is make everything very equitable for everyone based on what comes in. But it's very difficult to predict. This is a very good fruit year.
If I could add, 2 years ago my daughter had help collecting the grapes off her grapevine by gleaners, and a couple of days later there was a knock on the door and she was presented with two jars of jelly and some syrup. So there are all kinds of creative and delightful activities going on, and a good deal of that food goes to the agencies that need it.
That is nice to know.
I would like to add, too, that we do provide canning workshops, opportunities for people to learn how to prepare food in these, you know, time-honored methods. So, again, visit our website. It's nanaimocommunitygardens.ca.
Okay, thank you.
I have just I wanted to return to that continuum just to hear you describing, you know, how fruits and things are shared out amongst various organizations. I'm kind of wanting to return briefly back to that continuum of food security, which starts at, from what I've been led to believe, starts at places like food banks and the 710 Club and the free lunch programs and that type of thing, and kind of threads its way through community gardening and further along into, I guess, what Marjorie, you called food sovereignty. And I'm wondering, where are we in terms of a community? Where are we on that continuum? Are we in a very kind of a very starting out kind of spot, or what would you have to say on that?
It's very shaky and very fragile for the whole island. We're losing farms, we're losing farmers, we're losing opportunities to train people because if you're going to move from the level of just growing enough for your own needs and sell a bit at a market to actually providing for more people on the island, you need a business plan, you need some support from senior government, and you need some respect from the community. And we've got a long way to go in those terms. For instance, I strongly believe that Nanaimo ought to have a year-round covered market. Why don't we? Why don't we use the train station?
Yes. That's an excellent idea. Food producing is an interesting thing in these times. I commercial fish in the summer and have watched the decline of that opportunity for providing food to diminish. My partner also raises bees, and that's a vital part of the whole thing. It's a fascinating world, the world of gardening and bees. And
I'd really like to respond to that, because without bees, there is no food.
Yeah.
But the important thing is that the new tagline for Nanaimo Future Food Share will be local food matters. And those of us who are attempting to make the switch are switching from processed refined white poison, as we call it,
yes,
white sugar, to local honey.
That's a wonderful thing to hear. I like
local food matters. Gail Pasaluko, we have just a moment left. Is there anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today?
Just for the community to come out to City Hall and Bevan Park and have a look at our little gardens, and definitely look at the websites to come out and learn how to grow things themselves.
I think I'll be there, actually. I have a plot that's sitting dead up in the backyard. Anyways, we would like to thank you all three of you, for coming to join us today. It was very informative, and I hope that our listening audience rises to the challenge and starts participating. Thank you all very much for coming.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Marjorie Stewart is board chair of Nanaimo Food Share Society. Gail Pasaluko is the horticulture supervisor for City of Nanaimo. And Lee Sanmaya is an administrator and the coordinator of the gleaning program for Nanaimo Community Gardens Society.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society, CHLY, 101.7 FM, chly.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.